God, we thank you for this day.
主啊，为今天感谢你。
We ask that you will help us as we study your word today.
求你帮助我们，今天我们在读你研究你的话语。
Hear how to grow in our faith and our walk with you.
让我们怎么在和你同行和我们的信心中成长。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Good morning.
早晨好。
Good morning.
We are looking again today at prayer.
今天早晨我们再来看那个关于祷告的。
We started last week.
上个星期呢，我们讲到祷告。
And I'm going to finish up some things that I did not get done last time.
上个星期一些没讲完的，我今天会把它讲完。
And then we're going to spend most of our time today looking at the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples as a model for prayer.
我们今天主要花时间来讲主耶稣的祷告，就是主祷文作为一个祷告的那个模式。
Last week I talked to you about why we pray.
上个星期我们讲到为什么我们要祷告。
How we should pray.
我们应该如何祷告。
And I ran out of time before talking about prayers that do not receive an answer.
我们上个星期没时间讲完，就是说，祷告呢没有得到回应的祷告。
Now let me ask you.
我想问大家一下。
Have you ever asked God for something and did not get it?
你有没有向神问一些事情，然后你没有得到回应
？Sure. Every week, okay.
每个星期我向神祷告，好像都没得到回应。
How many of you have prayed and asked God for something?
你有没有向神祷告求神什么事情
？And it did not happen.
然后呢就没有照你所想 ，OK.
Yes,
several. Okay, I have.
我有这样，就是我的祷告没有得到神肯定的回应。
How do you feel?
你感觉怎如何
？Did you think God had disappointed you?
你有没有觉得神让你失望了？
Yes. Sometimes we don't know what to think when we pray and we ask God for something and we really think this is a good thing.
然后我们有时候向神祷告的时候呢，我们觉得我们要的东西是很好，但是呢，当答案不像我们所想象，我们不知道该怎么来面对。
And then we don't receive it.
但是呢，我们觉得这件事情很少，神却没有答应。
Many people think about God like a Coke machine.
很多人呢把神当成那个就是那个卖饮料的机器。
You go to a Coke machine.
比如说你那个卖饮料的机器。
You put in a dollar.
然后你放进去一块钱。
Or maybe $1.50.
或者一块五。
You push the button.
然后你按一下按钮。然后。
You have your Coke.
然后那个可乐瓶就掉下来了。
Right.
对不对
？And if you put in the money.
如果你把钱放进去。
And you push the button.
你按了那个按钮。
And nothing comes out.
但是没什么东西出来。
It makes you angry, right?
是不是让你觉得很丧气
？They stole my money.
拿了我的钱不给我东西。
This week I went to fill some water bottles.
这个星期呢，我去拿我的水瓶去冲水。
Put in the money, push the button, nothing.
我去就是那个 Publix 灌水，然后我钱放进去了，水没出来。
You stole my money.
这个机器拿了我的钱，偷了我的钱。
Some people think about God that way.
他们有的人把神想象成这样。
I put in my prayer.
我已经把我的祷告放进去了。
I tell him what I want.
我也告诉你我要什么。
Aha, here's the answer.
应该是我应该祷告蒙应允的这个结果没有。
But I told you last week.
但是上个星期呢。
Prayer is about building a relationship with God.
那个祷告最重要的是在乎我们跟神建立关系。
It is not giving him a list of things to do for us.
不是给神一个让他希望他们所为我们做事的清单。
He does them, we say thank you, and then we give him a new list.
然后呢，他帮我们做了，我们说好，谢谢你，再给他一个新的清单。
Now this morning, I want to try to balance two ideas.
今天早晨呢，我想要平衡两个观念。
On one side, there are people who think because prayer is a relationship.
在一方面，有些人觉得，因为祷告是在于我们跟神的关系
，I should never ask him for anything.
所以我不应该向神求任何东西。
Just I to him, I love him.
我就是跟他交谈，我就是爱他。
But he really doesn't want to hear my list of requests.
但是神可能不想听到我的需求的这个清单。
On the other side are those who think that all I do is when I pray, God, please do this, 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 this. Thank you, Amen.
然后另外一个人就是到神面前祷告，就是说神呐，我需要这样这样这样，谢谢你，阿门。
I told you last week that this week we would talk a little bit about God as our Father.
我上个星期提到，我们这个星期会讲一点，把神是我们的父亲。
Now I know this can be difficult.
我觉得这个是一个很困难的话题。
I won't ask you to raise your hand.
我不会让你们举手回答。
Because this is not a counseling session.
因为这个不是一个协谈的一个课程。
But I wonder if I ask you, when you see this word, how many of you have a positive feeling?
就是呢，当你一旦看到父亲这个词，你里边带起来的是一个正面的感觉。
And how many of you have a little bit of a negative feeling?
或者是一个比较负面的情绪。
Now, Joshua will have a positive feeling because his father is looking at him right now.
小白呢，方明瑞是有一个正面的反应，因为爸爸在看着他。
And so I'm sure Joshua is smart enough to say a positive feeling.
所以呢，小白会说，哎呀。这个我是对想起来爸爸就觉得是一个很好的一件事情。
Otherwise, it would mean he's not very smart.
要不然，我知道他很聪明。
But for many of us, if you've had a difficult relationship with your father, it is difficult to remember when or to understand when we read he is our father.
如果你和你的地上的父亲呢是有困难的，你们的关系是有困难，那么讲到这个天父的时候，对你来讲理解不容易。
Let me say to you, if your relationship with your father has been difficult,
如果你和你地上的父亲、生身的父亲关系是有困难的
when the Bible talks about God as our Father,
当圣经讲到天父的时候，天上他是我们的父亲的时候
He is not saying that God is like our fathers are.
他的意思不是说神就像我们地上的父亲
He is saying our fathers should be.Like God is.
他是说我们地上的父亲应该是像我们的天父那样。
Okay, if you're a father, in other words.
就是说另外一个讲法，如果
你是一位爸爸，你是父亲。And you want to know how should I live as a father?
你想要知道说作为父亲我应该怎么样来做一个好的做一个父亲的话。
Here's the best way to do.
这是一个最好的办法途径。
How does God treat me?
神是怎么来对待我的呢
？Because I should treat my children the way.God treats me.
我应该对待我的孩子就像我的天父来对待我一样。
Now, does that mean sometimes he disciplines me?
他有的时候是不是会管教我呢
？Yeah.
是的。
But does it mean he loves me even when he disciplines me?
那是不是意味着就是我他管教我的时候也是爱我的呢
？Absolutely.
那肯定是的。
We'll come back to that probably, but let me move on.
回头再来，再往前走。
If you understand that God is a perfect father.
如果你能了解到神是完美的父亲
，then when we go to him for prayer in prayer，
当我们来到他面前祷告的时候
，as an earthly father，
作为地上的父亲
，will I want my children to only talk to me when they want something？
我是不是希望我的孩子只有需要东西才来跟我谈话呢
？No，
没有，不是这样。
I want to have a relationship more than just， Hi Dad， I need money。
我想要跟他有关系，而不是孩子给我打电话说：“爸，我需要钱了。”
Okay, so God wants more than just a list of requests.
神不是只想要一个需要的要求的清单。
But on the other side that I told you,
但是在另外一方面呢
，If my children need something,
如果我的孩子需要什么
，Do I want them to feel free to call me and ask for help?
我是不是希望他们可以很自由自在的来到我面前说：“爸爸，我需要什么？”是的
Yes, my children are grown.
我的孩子都长大了
But I would be really disappointed.
我会非常的失望
If I found out that my son had no money.
比如说，我就发现我孩子没钱了
And could not buy food for him and his wife.
然后呢，都买跟他太太都买不起吃的了
And he didn't call and ask me for help.
他不是来向我求助
Because he's my son.
因为他是我儿子。
I want him to feel free to ask for help if he needs help.
我就是很希望他任何时候有需要帮助的时候，他会来找我。
Now, as our heavenly Father,
作为我们天上的父亲
，God doesn't want just a list of things.
神不是就想要一个清单。
But if I have a relationship with him,
但是如果我跟他是有关系的
，I think God is very happy.
但是我觉得神会很高兴。
When I say, Father, I can't handle this problem myself. It's too big for me.
然后，如果我们说， 父啊，真的今天这个问题太大了，我自己没有办法来处理。
I need your help.
我需要你的帮助。
Because men, be honest.
让我们就是坦诚坦白的讲。
When your children come and say, Daddy, this is too big for me. I need help.
如果你的孩子来说，爸爸，这个难处太大了，我需要帮助。
Does that make you feel pretty good?
是不是让爸爸感觉很好？
Joshua needs me.
啊，老李说需要帮助啊。
You know that's good.
那个很棒，是吧？
So we can bring our needs to God.
所以我们可以把我们的需求带到神面前。
However,
但是呢
，here's what gets difficult.
在这个地方就有点难处了。
Sometimes we bring it to God.
有时候我们把我们的问题带到神面前。
And the answer is no.
然后神说不行
，What？
你说什么
？You're my father。
你是我爸爸。
You're supposed to give me what I need。
你要给我想要的。
No。
然后爸爸说不行。
So I want to talk this morning about why。
我就要讲一讲为什么神说不行。
And we're going to find two answers。
我们会发现神给我们两个答案。
This isn't the best way to put this。
这个最好的讲述就是这样。
But I'm going to say it like this for right now, and then I'll explain。
然后第一个呢是我的问题。
Sometimes it's my fault.
因为是我本身的问题。
I'll explain.
我待会儿解释。
And sometimes God has a good reason.
有的时候是神呢，他有一个很好的理由。
I was going to put God's fault, but that would be hard.
我本来想说是神的问题，但是那样不对，我只能说神的原因。
Let me explain.
让我先讲。
Psalm 66.
在诗篇六十六篇，诗篇六十六篇。
Verse 18.
诗篇六十六篇第十八节，诗篇六十六篇第十八节。
Someone please read that.
我来。我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。Yeah.
Oh. You read it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If I was hiding sin in my heart,
如果心里边是藏着罪。
I can't expect God to answer my prayer.
我别期待神来回应我的祷告。
Sometimes we go to God.
有的时候我们到神面前。
And we say, God, I really need your help on this.
呀，神呐，我真的很需要你的帮助。
And He says, Yes, you do.
神说，对，你是需要我的帮忙。
But you are willfully breaking my law.
但是你是故意的、有意的来，真的是违背我的律法。
You are living in rebellion against me.
你活在这个悖逆之中。
And so I want to talk to you about that before I talk to you about what you need.
就是在我跟你讨论你的这个需要帮助的问题之前，我先给你解决那个问题。
Now you might say that's not very kind.
你说你真是不良不好啊。
But let me explain.
但是让我来解释一下。
God loves each one of us.
神爱我们每一个人。
Deeply.
神很爱。深深地爱着我们。
He loves us enough that he wants to draw us to himself.
他那样的爱我们，所以他要把我们吸引到他跟前。
And that relationship with him is more important to him than anything else.
我们跟他之间的关系对他来讲是最重要的。
Sin breaks that relationship.
但是我们知道罪让我们的关系断绝。
And he loves us enough.That he will not ignore that sin and allow that relationship to be divided.
他这么爱我们，他不会就说忽略这个罪，而让这个罪让我们之间的关系这样隔离分开。
Now, sadly, for most of us,
但是呢，很令人难过的是，我们其中的大多数人
，when we're in trouble,
当我们有麻烦的时候
，that little trouble matters more than the relationship with God.
我们的麻烦比我们和神的关系更重要。
And so all we care about is whatever it is we're praying about.
所以我们所在意的就是我们想要解决的那个问题，我们的麻烦。
Because to us right now, that's the biggest thing in the world.
这个对我们来讲，那个我们需要帮忙的那一件事情是世界上最重要的事情。
But if we can see through God's eyes,
但是如果我们可以从神的眼光来看这件事的话
，our relationship with Him is much, much, much more important than the problem that's bothering us today.
我们跟神的关系是远远胜过那个让我们现在很烦心的那件事儿。
And so the writer of Psalms says, if I come to God and I say I need help.
所以诗篇的作者说，我到神面前来说，神啊，我需要帮助。
But I have sin that I'm holding on to in my life.
但是呢，我有些罪，我紧紧的抓住在我的生命中。
God may say.
神有可能会说。
Let's deal with this relationship first.
让我们先来解决我们其中关系的问题。
Because that's what is of eternal importance.
因为那个是在永恒中都有重要性的，都重要的。
Sometimes the reason God says no is I have sinned.
所以呢，我的问题第一个呢是神说对我的，就是拒绝我的祷告，就是第一个是因为我有罪。
We're not going to read it, but Zechariah, the next one on your list. Zechariah says Israel was coming to God and asking for help.
就是说，撒加利亚书说以色列人到神面前请求神的帮助。
But they had made their hearts hard against God's word.
但是他却让他们的心背逆神的话。
Israel was praying like this.
那以色列人怎么祷告的呢？
I'm sure they didn't say these words.
他们肯定嘴巴上不会这么讲。
But this is what was in their heart.
但是他们的心里是怎么想的？那神是知道他们的心里的。
God, our enemy has surrounded our city.
神呐，那个我们的仇，有我们四面被仇敌人来攻击我们的城池。
We need you to deliver us.
我们需要你的拯救。
So God, please deliver us.
神呐，求你拯救我们。
But don't try to tell us what to do.
但是别告诉我们该怎么做。
Because we're still going to live our own way.
因为我们还要按照我们自己的方式生活。
But God, please deliver us.
但是神呢，请你拯救我们。
And God says, no, thank you.
但是神说谢谢你不行。
That's not a relationship.
那个不是我们之间的关系。
You just think I'm a coke machine.
你就把我想象成那个。
Put in a prayer.
那个。
Take out the deliverance.
那个放饮料机似的，你放一个祷告，然后就出来结果了。
I must be living in obedience to God if I want my prayers to be answered.
如果我想要我的祷告被神答应的话，首先我必须是说对神顺服。
Matthew 6 gives us another reason that sometimes our prayers do not get answered.
那个马太福音第六章给了我们另外一个我们祷告不蒙应允的原因。
He says, "When you pray,"
他说当你祷告的时候
，pray to your Father in secret.
他说要祷告你在暗中的父。
Not for the glory of those around us.
而不是为了让赢得周围人对你的这个注意和你的和称赞，这就是骄傲。有的时候
，people pray.
有的时候人祷告的时候
，because they want to be seen as a person of great faith.
他想被别人看到他是一个很有信心的人。
When I pray and God does this, everyone is going to know I am very spiritual.
当我祷告的时候，神就这样回应了。那我就想让每个人都知道，你看我多属灵。
Jesus talked about people who stood out on the streets.
主耶稣讲到了那些在十字路口上。
And they began to pray.
站在十字路口上开始大声祷告。
Big prayers.
然后一个很长很。
Almighty Father.
很宏雄伟的祷告，说一个很大的说。伟大的创造者呀
！And Jesus said,
耶稣说
，God isn't listening to that.
神不会听的。
Everyone else is listening.
因为那个站在街上的人都在听你的祷告。
That's fine. You pray for them.
你就是为他们祷告的。
But God is interested.
但是神不在意。
You know what I have found for me?
我觉得来对我来讲
，The more desperate I am,
这个我。越是需要的时候，越绝望的时候。
The more secret the prayer usually is.
当我越是心里面特别的压抑。
When I really need God's help.
我的祷告就是越就是。
I don't want to tell all of you about it.
如果我真的是很需要神的帮助，我心里很有重担，我就只想跟神说，我不想告诉你们所有的人。
Then sometimes.
但还有的时候呢。
The reason our prayers are not answered.
我们的祷告不蒙应允。
They are just a ritual.
因为我们的祷告只是一个形式而已。
God said,
神说
，Pray with meaning, not with empty phrases like the Gentiles.
说不要像外邦人，你祷告是要有意义的，不是讲那些空话。
Can I make a suggestion about your prayers at home by yourself?
我可不可以建议一个，就是你在家里自己祷告的时候
？Sometimes,
有时候
prayer can become very artificial.
有时候祷告是很表面的。
We think we have to use certain words and certain phrases.
我们觉得我们好像必须得用一定的词、一定的语言。
And we put them all together, and they sound nice.
我们把所有的词都放在一起，好像听起来很好。
But they really don't mean very much.
但是那个并没有实际的真意。
How many of you would go to your father?
有多少人？会到这里到你的爸爸面前
，or would feel comfortable if your son came to you，
或者你的儿子来到你面前这样说，你会觉得很舒服。
And said, Most wonderful father.
说，哎呀，我太棒的父亲了。
Thou art a gracious father.
你是一位大有慈爱的父亲。
And I lovest thee very much.
我很爱你。You would say, 你又会说做
你。Do you have a fever?
你是不是发烧了？
Yes. Neil would like it.
My son said that.
但我儿子 really 他说有一弟兄说他儿子这么对他说的
But you understand
你了解吗
We want our children to talk to us kind of like a normal person
我们希望我们儿子来到我们面前说就像一个正常的谈话头脑
正常 May I suggest
我可以建议大家吗
That God if God is our heavenly father
如果神是我们在天上的父
He wants us to talk to him and to be real
所以想让我们来到他面前，很真实的来到他面前。
C.S. Lewis was a great thinker.
路易斯是一个很好的，就是一个思想家。
Professor at Cambridge.
Cambridge or Oxford?
Actually, he ended up both.
Yeah. Okay. 他说他是那个路易斯曾经是牛津大学跟剑桥大学的教授。
But he said he found it difficult to pray.
但是他说对他来讲祷告很困难。
Because everything he would say was kind of well planned and organized.
因为他所祷告都是想好的，都是一个组织非常好的祷告。
And so he said he found that he could do this.
他说他发现怎么做对他有帮助呢
？He had his favorite chair.
然后他有他最喜欢坐的那把椅子。
And he would put another chair right there.
然后他把再拿另外一把椅子靠着他最喜欢坐的那把椅子。
And he would say, "Father, I would like to talk to you."
他就对着椅子说，父啊。爸爸，我想跟你讲话。
And he would sit in his chair, and he would talk to God sitting in the next chair.
然后对他来讲帮助，他就坐在他最喜欢那个椅子上，然后跟那个坐在那个空那个椅子上的天父祷告说话。
Just to help him to be conscious, God really is listening.
这个放在这儿呢，帮助他意识到说神真的是在听。
It's not just a routine.
对他来讲，这不就是走形式
？God is there.
神真的就在那儿，神在听他。
Now I don't know that you need to have an empty chair.
我不知道对你来讲会不会需要一把椅子放在旁边。
But sometimes it might help.
但有的时候这些可能会帮助你。
Just to remind ourselves.
就是来提醒我们自己。
We're not just going through a routine.
我们不是就是这样走形式。
Not just saying empty phrases.
不是讲这个空话、空洞的话。
But it is a relationship with a real person.
而是一个跟一个真实的存在、真实的人之间的关系。
Who wants to hear from us?
他想要听我们的。
He wants
跟我们谈话。
Us to tell him our hurts.
他想要我们告诉他我们心里的伤害。
I was talking to a group of students about prayer.
我有时候教一群学生讲到祷告。
And we were talking about the fact that sometimes when we pray, we feel obligated to pretend.To believe more than we really believe.
有的时候我讲到就是说，我们祷告的时候会觉得自己有这个义务，叫假装我们更有信心。
We were talking about the fact that sometimes when something terrible has happened.
比如说有些时候有悲剧发生了。
Like the shooting.
就像上个星期天发生的德克萨斯。
We're afraid to say to God.
我们很害怕对神说。
God.That doesn't make sense.
我们很怕对神说，神啊，这个。
Why did you do this?
神啊，你为什么会允许这件事情发生了？这个完全不合理。
And we were reading the book of Job.
但是呢，我们来看约伯记。
If you read Job, you're going to find a man who knew God so well.
你就会发现一个人真的跟神真的深深的了解，知道神。
That he could argue.
他甚至可以跟神辩论。
That he could say, God, that isn't fair.
他会对神说，神啊，这个不公平。
Not right. Why do you do that, God?
神啊，那样不对，你为什么要这样做呢
？And my students, we were talking about.
我在跟学生讨论这个话题的时候。
And one of my students said this.
我有一个学生说。
When in my heart, I am thinking, God, that's not fair.
在我的心里，我会觉得说，神啊，那个真的很不公平。
But my lips.
但是我的嘴巴上怎么说呢
？Are saying, Father, I know you are right.
我在嘴巴上就说，神啊，我知道你做的都对。
My student said, "God knows
we're lying." 神知道我其实在撒谎。
Because he knows what's here.
因为他知道我这个心里边在想什么。
Maybe God wants me to be honest with him.
也许神想让我在他面前坦诚相见。
God, I don't understand.
神呐，我真的不明白。
Why are you allowing this in my life?
你为什么会允许这些事情发生在我的生活中？
He won't always give us the answer we want.
神不会总会给我们答案或者给我们想要的答案。
He didn't give Job the answer Job wanted.
神也没有给约伯答案。
After Job gets through yelling at God,
神是那个约伯甚至对神喊叫。
It says, and God answered.
这个时候呢，神就回答了。
And he said, Job, stand up.
然后那个神对约伯说：“约伯，你站起来，像一个人、男人那样站在我面前。”
I have some questions for you.
我现在想问你一些问题。
Now I have to tell you, every time I read that, I just, why didn't you give Job a hug?
我就每次想到说，神呐、啊，约伯这么难受，你为什么不抱他一下吗？
But he says, stand up.
然后神对约伯说：“你站起来。”
He says, Do you know how to make the sun come up in the morning?
神说：“你知道怎么让说你知道怎么让太阳早晨升起吗？”嗯，约伯说：“不知道。”
Do you know how to make cows give birth to a calf?
你知道怎么样那个牛母牛怎么生小牛吗
？No.
约伯说：“不知道。”
Do you know how to store up rain?
你知道怎么把那个雨存在那个云中吗
？No.
不知道。
He asked him a whole bunch of questions.
神就问了他很多问题。
And the answer to every one of them is, no, I don't know that either.
然后约伯都说不知道。
And when he's done, God's point is this.
神要讲的是什么呢
？Job, you really don't know how to run this world, do you?
约伯呀，你可不知道怎么样来运行这个世界。
If you don't know how to run it, maybe you ought to trust me to run it.
如果你不知道怎么来运行这个世界，也许你应该来相信我来运转这个世界。
And here's what's wonderful at the end of the book of Job.
我们来看约伯记最后结束的时候，对我来讲非常棒。约伯说
：“I have heard about you.
我从前风闻有你。
Now I see you.
现在亲眼看见你。
I see that you do know what you're doing.
因为你知道你要所做的。
I trust you.
我相信你，我信靠你。
God doesn't always give us an answer that we will like.
神不会总给我们所喜欢的那个答案。”
But here's the wonderful thing I like about Job's
但是这是我为什么很喜欢约伯的故事。
God does not say to Job,
神没有对约伯说
You shouldn't have yelled at me.
你不应该对我喊。
He doesn't say that.
神没有这么说。
He allows Job to ask anything he wants.
他就允许约伯想说什么想问什么都可以。
God wants us to be honest in our prayer.
神想让我们在他面前来祷告的时候是真实的是坦白的。敞开的。
There's another reason that some prayers don't get answered.
还有的时候祷告不蒙应允。
James says,
雅各说
，Sometimes we don't receive an answer because we have no faith.
有的我们祷告是得不到答案，是因为我们有信心。
We ask, but we really don't believe he's going to answer.
我们虽然祷告，但是不觉得他会答应。
We have no confidence in him.
我们对他是没有信心的。
My dad decided that I needed to learn how to be more outgoing and talk to people.
我爸爸觉得我需要变得更外向一些，可以知道怎么跟人打交道，主动跟人讲话。
Because it was very hard for me to talk to people.
因为对我来讲，主动去跟人讲话是很困难的。
It's still very hard for me to talk to people.
即使到现在，我去主动跟人打招呼、讲话都很困难。
And so my dad decided he would have me sell Amway.So I could learn to meet people.
所以我就可以学习怎么样去跟人打交道。
So he bought a box of stuff.
然后就买了一盒子那个安利的产品。
It did not work.
但是最后这个还是没用。
I would knock on the door.
然后我就去敲门。然后他们打开门。
Yes.
他们说干什么？
You probably don't want to buy any of this.
然后说，他说你根本不想买这些东西。
No.
然后说根本不是的，我不想买。
I didn't think so.
然后我就走了。
I don't think I ever sold a single thing.
所以那个我爸给我买了一个东西，我一样也没卖出去。
James says.
那个雅各说。
Some people pray like that.
有的人祷告就是这样的。
God.You probably don't want to answer my prayer, do you?
神呐，我觉得你可能不想答应我的祷告，是不是啊
？No.
那神说是。
I didn't think so.
我也觉得你不会答应我的祷告。
He says, "Go to your father in faith."
当你来到父神面前的时候，你是要存着信心的。
God, I am bringing this problem. problem to you.
神呐，我把我的难处带到你面前。
And I need your help.
我需要你的帮助。
And so I am going to trust you.
我要来信靠你。
Let me talk to the men real quickly.
让我现在很快的跟我们其中的弟兄讲话。
Chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
You have to read this because you will not believe me that it's here.
如果你不自己去读，你就不相信这句话在圣经里面。
The first time someone told me this was in the Bible,
有第一次有人告诉我这句话在圣经里边的时候，
I didn't believe them.
我根本不相信。
I had just read across it every time.
然后我每次就读的时候跳过去，就没留意。
But it's here.
但是确实在这里。
Husbands,
你们做丈夫的。
Verse 7. First Peter chapter 3, verse 7.
彼得前书三章七节，你们做丈夫的。
Live with your wives in an understanding way.
你要按情理，比如说知识和妻子。
Showing honor to the woman.
要敬重她。
Look at the end of the verse.
在最后她说什么呢？
So that your prayers may not be hindered.
并叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Now wives, listen for the next little bit.
做太太的姐妹们不要听下边的这一部分。
Because you will be tempted to use this as a club on your husband.
所以你每次回家就把这当成大棍对着你的先生。
I do not want to give you a club.
我可不想给你个棍子。
So you just do something else.
所以你们就现在别听了。
But men.
但是弟兄们呢？
In all seriousness, men.
就是我真的是很郑重的跟你们说。彼得说。
That if I am not treating my wife as I'm supposed to,
如果我对待我的妻子不是像神所期望的那样，
it can hinder my relationship with him.
这会阻碍我和神的关系。
I read that. Why?
我说为什么我读了这个？
What's this have to do with this?
这个我跟我太太的关系跟这个关系有什么？有跟神的关系有什么影响呢？
And then.My daughter got married.
然后呢，我女儿结婚了。
And I understood this verse.
现在我了解这句话了。
Because you see, I love my daughter.
因为我很爱我的女儿。
And if her husband mistreats her.
如果她的先生对她不好的话。
And then he comes to see me and asks for something.
然后我的女婿来问我要求寻求
帮助。All I want to do is punch him in the nose.
我就想对我女儿不好，我上去给她一拳打到她脸上。
You hurt my daughter.
你对我女儿不好。
You're not any friend of mine.
你就不再是我的朋友了。
Right?
对不对？
Because I love my daughter.
因为我爱我女儿。
And I read this verse again after I saw that.
然后呢，在这之后我又在读这句经文。
God loves my wife.
那神爱我的妻子
，She's his daughter.
我的妻子是神的女儿。
And if I am being unkind to her and hurtful to her,
如果我对她不好，然后有伤害她
，And I come to him,
然后我到神面前
，He says, "You're mistreating.
你对我的女儿不好。
My daughter that I love,
我爱我的女儿，你对我女儿不好。
And Peter says,
然后彼得说
，My prayers are going to get hindered.
然后你的祷告就不蒙应允，就会被阻碍。
That verse to me has been very convicting.
这个话真的是对我的心里边这个触动性很大。
I will tell you the truth.
我告诉你这个。
And wives, do not find this a club.
太太们、姐妹们，不要拿着这个做一个理由。
Because if you do, I'm going to go find a verse and come talk to you next week.
如果你这样拿着这个经文来给你找你先去找茬的话，我会再找个经文给你们，让你。
We'll go to Ephesians to talk about submitting to your husband.
然后我们会到以弗所五章讲，然后说做太太的要顺服你的先生。
But this morning, men.
但是今天早上我对弟兄们讲。
I will tell you the truth.
我告诉你这个真实的。
There have been times.
有的时候。
Early in the morning, when I'm reading the Bible and praying.
当我早晨来祷告，到神面前祷告的时候。
But I had to stop.
然后我必须要停下来。
And go to my wife.
然后到我太太前面，跟我太太说。
You know, yesterday, I thought I was right and you were wrong.
昨天我觉得是我是对的，你是错的。
And I spoke very harshly.
然后我说话那个态度语气不好。
Now I don't say the next little bit.
然后我下边就不讲这个具体。
I still think I'm right and you were wrong.
然后心里说，我还是觉得你是错的。
But I'm sorry.
我很抱歉，我那个说话的态度真的是不是很好。
Because my attitude was hurtful.
因为我的那个态度，那个语气。 是伤害到他。他圣经神说
that he doesn't like it when I am rude to his daughter.
神说，当我对他的女儿态度不好的时候，神是不高兴的。
And I don't want my prayers to be hindered.
我不想我的祷告被阻碍。
I'll say to both men and women, here's the point.
现在我要对弟兄姐妹都讲了，就是这个关键在于什么呢？
I think Peter focuses on men because we're the ones that tend to be the quickest to say something harsh.
因为为什么彼得会对男生讲话呢？因为男生那个反应很快，会总是会先讲。
But for all of us,
但是对我们所有的人
fathers, mothers, husbands, wives, sons, daughters,
太太、妻子、父母、孩子。
This relationship
这种关系我们跟神之间的
is very much affected by our relationships with those
我们跟神的关系会被我们跟人之间的关系所影响
You cannot
你不可能
you cannot have the right relationship with God if you refuse to have the right relationship with those around you
如果你和你周围的人的关系你不能有一个好的关系你也不想有个好的关系的话你绝对不可能说跟神有一个正确的关系
Now I don't want you to feel an artificial guilt
我不会让你觉得哎呀我很有愧疚感
I said if you refuse to have
我说你如果你拒绝按照就是说神的方式去处理和周围人的关系的话
Paul said as much as is possible within you live at peace with everyone
保罗说的是如果可行总要和众人和睦相处
I think he said it like that because there are people who you cannot find peace with because no matter what you do, they're going to put up a wall.
保罗之所以说如果能行，因为保罗知道有些人不管你怎么努力，他还是要拒绝你，就在你和他中间放一道墙的那种可能性。
I don't want you to feel guilty.
所以我不希望你说你和某些人关系不好，你就完全觉得都是你的责任。
But what he is saying is, on my side, I must do everything possible to make peace with those around me.
但是保罗说，就是说，在我这方面呢，我要做我所有能做的一切，去和周围人和睦相处。
Why？
为什么呢
？Because my relationship with God is going to be affected by my relationship.
因为我和神的关系会被我和人的关系所影响。
Now, here are some reasons that I may cause a no in this answer.
所以呢，这个是我的问题，这些问题呢，导致了我的祷告不蒙应允。
But I also want to look at God's reason.
但是我们也要看看神的原因，就是祷告不蒙。
Because you might say,
有的时候你说
I have been praying about this problem.
我已经为这件事情来到神面前祷告。
I have carefully looked, and I don't believe I am hiding a willful sin from God.
然后我就看我的生活，我觉得我没有注重罪孽。
I don't think I'm praying out of pride.
我也不是因为这个骄傲来祷告的，要得别人的称赞来祷告的。
And I have faith. I believe God can answer this.
我也有信心，我相信神可以来做这件事情。
So why does He not answer?
但是神为什么不应允呢？
Let me tell you two stories real quick.
两个故事。
The first story is a story about a yes.
一个故事是讲到那个祷告得到一个肯定的答案。
I'm hesitant to tell this story because I cannot explain it.
我没法解，我有点犹豫来讲这个故事，因为我没法解释。
King Hezekiah was a good king.
那个西西家是一个很好的国王。
The prophet came to Hezekiah and said, God says you're going to die.
先知来对他讲说，神说你必要死。
And Hezekiah begins to pray.
然后那个西西家就来祷告。
And he says, God, I have served you.
他说神哪、啊、我真是忠心的来服侍你
I have been a good king
我是一个好的君王
Please let me live longer
求你让我再多活久一点吧
And God says okay
神说好吧
I will let you live 15 more years
我会让你再活
Isn't that wonderful
是不是神让我们再活15年
How many of you say that's great
你说是不是神答应回应祷告了
Yeah don't put your hand up yet
现在先别举手
Because during those 15 years
在这个15年中呢
Manasseh had a son. Hezekiah had a son.
西西家有一个儿子。
And his son's name was Manasseh.
他的儿子叫马纳西。
And when Hezekiah died, Manasseh became king.
然后当那个西西家死了以后，马纳西成为国王。
Hezekiah was a good king.
西西家是一个很好的国王。
But Manasseh was the worst king, the most sinful king that Israel ever had.
但是马纳西却是 以色列历史上犹大历史上最坏的最邪恶的一个国王。
He was so wicked.
他那么的邪恶。
That the book of Kings says it is Manasseh who brought God's judgment to destroy Jerusalem.
然后列王记上下甚至写到，就是说，就是因为马拿西所犯的罪，神才要审判耶路撒冷。
I have read Hezekiah's prayer many times.
我有很多时候在读这个西西家的祷告。
And here's what I realized.
然后我意识到什么呢
？All of Hezekiah's prayer is me.
西西家所有的祷告都是我，我。
I have been a good king.
我是一个好的国王。
I have done good.
我已经做了很多善事。
Please give me.
求你给我长寿。
His prayer was not God's will.
他的祷告不是说在于神的旨意、神的荣耀。
It was all about me.
他所祷告的都是关于对他自己的好处。
Now, Paul.
保罗。
Prayed a prayer.
保罗也。也有一个祷告。
He had some kind of pain in his life.
在他的那个他的身体有什么问题
？We don't know what the pain was.
我们不知道他的身体是什么状况，什么问题。
He calls it a thorn.
他把它称为一根刺。
And the word thorn there is not the little, you know, from a rose bush.
那个刺呢，不是说像那个玫瑰花上的那个刺这样。
It's a big thorn that stabs in and injures you.
就好像一根很大的木头就是这样子插到你的那个身体里边，让你很痛。
And Paul says that three times.
保罗说我三次向神祷告说，求你把这根刺挪去。
And God said.
但是神说。神说不。
Instead, I am going to give you the grace to live with.
神说呢，我不是不会挪去这个刺，但是呢，我会给你恩典，让你身上带着这根刺还可以继续生活。
Now, how many of you would prefer to have the thorn taken away?
多少人希望你这根刺被挪去
？Than to have the grace.
我们就不想刺，我们希望刺被挪去，而不是靠着恩典能过。
Yeah, me too. I don't like pain.
我也不喜欢痛苦，所以不身体生病，所以我还是希望这个刺被挪去。
But here's what I want you to see.
但是我想让你看到什么呢
？God.
神是我们的爸爸。
He is a father who loves us completely.
他是对我们的爱是那样的完全。
And he is a father who is completely wise.
他是一个最有智慧、完全有智慧的父亲。
Those two things we always have to keep together.
我们要牢牢地记住这两点。
Because if God was completely wise, but he didn't love us.
如果神只是说很有智慧，但是不爱我们的话
，He might do what is really good, but it might hurt us.
他可能做一些事情对我们，就是说他完全认识正确，但是却会伤到我们。
Because he wouldn't be asking what is good for us.
因为他就不会说是什么对我们最好。
Right.
他只想，对不对
？If he loved us.
如果他只是爱我们
，But he wasn't all wise.
但是他却不是完全智慧的。
He might really want to do what is good for us.
他可能就想说做一些对我们好的事情。
But he might not know what was best.
但是他却不知道什么对我们最好。
You see, sometimes my children ask me for something.
有的时候我的孩子问我要一些东西。
And I wasn't wise enough to know which was the best choice.
然后我就不知道到底什么对他们最好。
But God is all loving and all wise.
但是神是完全的慈爱，完全的智慧。
And that means.
这就意味着。
That sometimes he knows the best thing to say to us is.
所以呢，有些时候他知道对我们最好的就是要对我们说不行。
Because parents.
作为父母们。
Have your children, when they were little, ever asked you for something that you knew was not for their good?
你的孩子在他小的时候有没有问一些要些东西你知道对他是不好的
？Absolutely.
肯定的，是不是？
And sometimes the kindest thing that Joshua's dad can say to Joshua is, "No."
所以呢，庄明瑞的爸爸对他能说的最好的，对他做的最好的就是说不行。
I'm picking on him because he was shaking his head.
他在摇头。
But you understand?
了解到了吗
？God is looking for our best.
因为神想要我什么对我们最好的。
And so that means when I pray to him.
所以这就意味着 当我们来到他面前祷告的时候
，Sometimes he's going to say no.
有的时候神会说不行。
Not because there's something wrong with my prayer.
不是说我有什么问题。
Sometimes he's going to say no.
有的时候神有会说。
Because he knows.
说不行是因为神知道。
This is what is best for me.
这个否定的答案对我是最好的。
And someday.
有一天。
I may look back.
我会回头看。
And say, God, thank you for saying no to my prayer.
你会对神说，神啊，谢谢你当时对我的祷告说不行。
Because he knew much more than I.
因为他知道的远胜过我知道的。
One of the lessons that we must learn in our walk with God.
在我们跟神同行的功课中。
Is to trust that he is a God who loves us and who is all wise.
我们要真的是能够相信神是全完全慈爱的，也是完全智慧的。
Isaiah put it this way.
以赛亚是这么说的。
Isaiah 55, God's ways are higher than my ways.
就是以赛亚五十五章说，神的道路高过我们的道路。
Someone said this.
有人这么说。
What God tells us to do, what God does in our life.
神让我们做的，神在我们生命中所行的
，is exactly what we would want to do，
也是我们所想要的。
If we knew as much as he knows，
如果我们像神那样子知道那么多的话，我们就会要神要我们所做的。
Isn't that great？
是不是那个很棒
？If I knew as much as he knows，
如果我能像神知道的那么
，I would want for me，
我就会对我自己想要的东西
，what he wants for me，
就会神想对我想要的。
The reason I want something different than what he wants.
我所想要的跟神想要的为什么会不同呢
？Is because I don't know as much as he knows.
因为我没有像神那样子知道。
Now, does that mean I'm always going to be happy when he says no?
那是不是意味着当神对我说不行的时候，我总是很高兴呢
？Not really.
并不是这样。
Because I want it.
因为你心里面想要这个。
I wouldn't have asked if I didn't want it.
如果我要不想要的，我就不会去问他要了。
But it gives me a peace.
但是他会给我这种平安。
That can say God.
然后我可以对神说，神呢
？I'm disappointed.
我挺失望的。
I really wanted that.
我真的是很想要那个大东西。
But I know you love me.
但是我知道你爱我。
And I know you're wise.
我也知道你完全有智慧。
And so I accept your answer as best.
所以呢，我就。接受你的答案。
You see, Jesus prayed.
主耶稣也祷告。
He's facing horrible suffering.
他要面对这种很可怕的这种痛苦。
And he says, Father.
但是他说，父啊。
If you are willing.
如果可行。
Take this suffering from me.
请你把这个悲挪去。
Fathers, mothers.
父母们。
Imagine how you would feel.
想象一下，你会怎么感受
？Your child is facing this horrible agony.
如果你的孩子在一个巨大的痛苦之中，你的心里会怎么感受呢
？And you have the power to stop it.
然后你有这个能力停下来，让他们让这个痛苦停止。
Cry out, please, Father.
然后那个耶稣就说，他说：“父啊，如果可行，请你把这杯挪去。”
But out of an incredible love for us.
但是出于他我们不可以了解不可思议的这个对我们的爱但是神对他自己的儿子说他唯一的儿子说不行这就是我们的计划为什么因为神是完全慈爱的神神是完全智慧的神
If you can understand how deeply God loves us
如果你真的能够，我们能够了解到神对我们的爱有多么深
，then it means you can pray to Him in peace and confidence。
你就可以来到神面前，带着平安，带着这种确信来祷告。
You can be honest with Him in your prayers because it is a prayer to a God who cares for you。
你就可以在神面前，你就是真心的、敞开的来祷告，因为那是一位爱你的神。
But it also means that when He says no，
也同时也意味着当他说不行的时候。你可以接受这个不行的答案，这个，因为他爱我们，因为他是完全的。
Now there's one other answer that I did not put on.
还有一个原因我没有写下来。
Sometimes the answer is no.
有时候神说不行。
Sometimes it makes us very happy. The answer is yes.
当然神说肯定的，说可以的话，我们会很高兴。
But there's another answer.
还有一个答案。
Sometimes the answer is.
有时候神说好，神的答案是肯定，有的时候否定，但有的时候是等的。
Not yet.
说还没到时候。
Why does God do that?
为什么神要让我们等的呢？
Because he's loving.
因为他爱我们。
He's wise.
因为他完全的智慧。
You remember that his priority is not giving me what I want.
因为他的对他来讲最重要的东西不是给我们想要的东西。
His priority is building a relationship with me.
最重要的对神最重要的就是要跟我们建立关系。
Changing me into his image.
把我改变成他儿子的形象。
And sometimes the patience to wait is part of becoming more like him.
有的时候呢，就是要在这个等待的过程中间，让我有所有的这个耐心，就是让我成为神儿子形象的一部分。
Because remember, God does not want us to see him like a giant Coke machine.
神不是把他想象成一个很大的一个那个放饮料机器。
And for some of us, if every time we pray he says yes, we're going to start to think he's like a giant Coke machine.
每次我们一祷告，神就说好的，我们就把神想象成一个很大的饮料机器。
And sometimes he wants to teach in us the lesson of patience.
有时候神想让我们教我们学习忍耐，耐心。
Of trust.
信号。
To wait.
去等待。
And so we pray.
所以我们祷告了。
And there's not a response.
但是神好像没有任何回应。
There's not a yes.
也没说行。
There's not a no.
也没说不行。
What do we do?
那我们怎么办呢？
Jesus said this.
主耶稣说。
Ask.
要寻求。
Seek.
就寻求问。
Knock.
然后就是敲门。
And all three of those.
所有的三个部分。
Are present tense. That means.They go on.
这都是个现在时，就是说你一直在求问，一直在寻求，一直在敲门。
Not ask and now I'm done.
然后不是说说完了，我求完了，
not,
我就没有事情。
Knock and now I'm done.
不是我敲一下门我就走了。
But it is not.
而是在那里一直敲敲敲。
And keep knocking.
而是在那儿持续不断的敲。
And keep knocking. Oh, there's maybe someone else. Sorry. May I use your head? And keep knocking. You understand?
了解到了吗？
Because he's a loving father.
因为他是一位慈爱的父亲。
He doesn't get angry and frustrated when we bug him.
当我们这样子在他面前持续不断的来搅扰他的时候，他不会说很生气，好像搅扰他。
And by the way, for us who as earthly fathers,
对于我们地上的父亲，
that's one of the lessons we have to learn.
我们必须要，那是我们要学习的。
We are to be like our heavenly,
像我们的天父一样。
We are not to become exasperated.
不是说孩子来问我，
by our children's asking.
你的孩子一直来问你就烦了。
Instead,
从应该我们怎么做的？然后神说你要不停的敲门，不停的叩门。
Why?
为什么？
Because he wants us to be in relationship with him.
因为他们想要他想要我们和他有关系。
He wants us to bring our needs.
因为他想要我们把我们的需要带到他面前。
Because he's loving and he's wise and he is going to do what is for our good.
因为他是慈爱的，他是全然智慧的，他想要对我们做最好的。
And so we can trust him.
所以我们可以信靠他。I will ask a quick question. If sometimes you love, you are nagging, but you are nagging for the wrong thing, should you keep knocking and asking? 我就说，如果有时候我们问的，比如说不合神心意的，但是还要我们持续不断的，就是一直在神面前死皮赖脸的求吗？
You're talking about in prayer.
Yeah, I said.
My answer would be this.
我的那个答案是
Until God says no.
直到神说不行。
I think it's okay to keep asking.
我觉得是可以一直这样到神面前来求。
Now, here is the key.
但是那。
Number one,
关键是什么？第一个。
When he says, if he says no,
如果他已经说不行了
，I accept.
我要接受。
And the second is this.
第二点。
Going back to Hezekiah's prayer.
再回到那个西西家的祷告。
In our prayer.
在我们的祷告中。
This must be more than just a routine.
不是，就是说一个形式而已。
From our heart.
从我们的心里，心底深处，真的从我们的心底深处来祷告。
But Father.
你说爸爸
Not my will,
不是我的意愿父啊
but your
而是你的意愿
That has to be genuine
那个必须是真诚的
Not just a phrase
不 不是就嘴巴上说说而已。
But if I really want this loving, wise Father to do what I is for my good,
如果我真的想这个全然慈爱、全然智慧的父亲对我为我做他认为对我最好的
，I must bring him my request.
我必须要把我的需求带到他面前。我可以一直不断的来向他面前求。
But God,
但是你说神呢
？You're more loving than I am.
你比我更有慈爱。
You are wiser than I.
你肯定比我有智慧。
So you do.
所以你请你做。
What you know is best.
你做，请你做你觉得最好的。
That gives us a confidence in prayer.
这个也给我们祷告中间有确信。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
主啊，我们为今天感谢你。
I thank you for the privilege of prayer.
感谢你给我们这种权益，能够到你面前来祷告。
That we can have a relationship with you that is more than a distant worship of a faraway God.
我们不是说离一个离我们很遥远的神，而是我们能跟你有一个真实的关系。
But we can have a very close personal relationship.
我们可以跟你有一个个人的亲密的关系。
Where we pour out our hearts to you.
当我们在你面前倾心吐意的时候。
And you hear us.
你听到了。
Would you help each of us to grow in that relationship?
求你帮助我们，能不能帮助我们其中的每个人在这种关系上成长？
Would you help us to pray and trust?
帮助我们能够祷告，也能够信靠。
That when you answer, we will give you honor.
当你来回应我们祷告的时候，我们会带给你荣耀。
And when you say no,
当你说不行的时候
，that we will trust you.
我们仍然信靠你。
Because we know you love us.
因为我们知道你爱我们。
And you are wise.
你知道什么？你是全然智慧的。
Pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, 大家需要没有下个星期的。